Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
I'm Getty.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
And Mikus films, chimes in when we need him. We've also got Dave the Brit that knows jack shit is up there. He edits. Charlie in the Chocolate Fact Checker as well. Checks any ridiculous claims that we might make. Also, Mum is here. Mum's friend Jess. Jess's daughter Mia and Baxter. Now Baxter in particular I want to make mention of because he has, I mean, moved his whole life around essentially to get himself here to watch today. Saw us at the Gabba a couple of weeks ago, I think, on the big screen, no big deal. It was quite a big deal, actually.
Speak for yourself.
It was quite a massive, stressful moment for me. Yeah, actually, Mikus was there. You were on the big screen.
Yeah, I said zero words. Yeah. I was panicking.
They put your mic on mute for some reason.
Just like a Monday, hey, mate?
Anyway, Baxter saw us there and there's then tracked us down. Basically, he's made himself available to come in. Potentially, probably shouldn't say that. I think he's at school as well, obviously.
Yeah. This is a post-school recording. Yeah.
He went to school today. We're recording this very late. Yeah.
This is essentially a TAFE course, though, to be fair.
I would say this is, and I've been a teacher.
It's like a cert four in podcasting.
I'm essentially qualified to make this justification because I was a teacher. I think this is more valuable.
If he's got a timesheet, we're happy to sign it off.
We should all probably put our own timesheets in.
Actually, speaking of which, I need to do that for January.
Anyway, you've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. I had another experience yesterday where I was actually on a panel for the first time. Not like I've had my car be serviced.
Not a panel beater.
Panel beater before. Yeah. Actually, that needs to happen too. Yeah, because I crashed into that yellow pole out the front.
Did you?
Really? Horrific, mate. So bad at like stationary objects. I hit them all the time in the car. Which is probably not a good skill.
What, steer clear of office works then?
Shut up.
Anyways. Did you get that skin?
Yes. Oh,
okay. I don't think that reaction is warranted.
I think it was. It was stationary.
At your own joke.
Yeah. No. Anyway, what would I say?
God, you were on a panel yesterday.
I was on a panel, yeah, which was the actor panel. If I said that right, Australian Academy Film and Cinema something, maybe not quite the acronym.
A bit better.
There's not a film in, there's no F in actor, but
there's not a film in Australia. You're right. It was cinema. Anyway, it was cool. Yeah. But the panel was how to start a podcast with Lee Drennan and Mitch Drennan.
Oh yeah.
Mitch Drennan didn't attend.
So he was 12 hours late.
We told him I wasn't coming. They didn't still have my name up.
Yeah. He was still on the graphic.
That's good.
That is wonderful.
He was on the graphic, just like your big face there. Just so. And Mitch, can we get your thoughts on this? And you said a similar amount, to be fair, as what you would have if you were actually there.
So that's true.
Why weren't you there though, Skin?
Well, I was busily playing cricket. I had a bit of an emotional roller coaster at cricket over the weekend, but Sunday was our one-day grand final. So I figured I should be fairly committed to that, a grand final, but I didn't want to miss it. So hence missing out on the panel, which I apologize for. But yeah, so I've played Saturday, Sunday. Saturday was quite good. We played through a bit of rain. I ended up making my highest score of the season, everyone. Big old 92.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not out. You're back. Undefeated.
So that was exciting.
I've always said you're a wet weather player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's. I just need to play in
just need
rain.
It raining.
need it to rain. Just enough for me to be good and not enough to call the game off. That's like that's my sweet spot.
That's a shit area.
That's a very niche cricket.
Everyone else wants to fuck off and you're still there hitting throw down.
Just let me know. I'm ready.
Everyone else is going, can we go to the pub, please? Skin's like, no, come on, give it a chance.
Yeah. Oh, give me that left arm and bowling fodder again.
But yeah, so anyways, so I had a good day Saturday, so I'm going into this one-day grand final with plenty of confidence on the Sunday. I think this is going to be a fantastic day. Rock up. It's a dry day at least. We win the toss and bowl. Which
did you win the toss and bowl?
A little bit controversial, yeah.
We thought it was 40 degrees in Brisbane on Sunday, wasn't it?
I guess we thought we'd bowl well. We did not. They made 260 in 40 overs,
which
is the most I've ever seen in a 40-over game. Mm-hmm. And then we got bowled out for 92.
One of those close ones.
Yeah.
That's a good old-fashioned dipping, that, isn't it?
I think we very narrowly avoided the largest loss ever in a one-day final.
Oh, really?
And, I mean, North, the amount of bonus points they would have got for that win.
They've actually won next year's tournament.
It was the craziest game I've been a part of. Yeah. But yeah, there you go.
Holy!
I mean, that wicket just changed in that half an hour. Yeah, lunch, right?
It was really funny as well because like we're getting skittled. We're like 4 for 30, and everyone I lasted a whopping 20 balls, so I saw a few people get out. So everyone's coming out, and they're like, "What's the deck doing, mate?" It's like, must be real tough to bat on. And I'm like, "It's actually coming on beautifully. We just keep hitting them to fielders on the full."
I hate it when that's a game plan.
No. It's so disappointing.
Bad luck, Skid. Getting in a grand final is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
You must say. Yeah, also, across the weekend, we uploaded a Taboo video to YouTube, which is a belter. It is a Taboo, the game, but we play on the podcast.
It was
actually
a great night, wasn't it?
It was very good. I mean, it was probably a couple of years back now, but
very good. We'll get the last video out in 2027.
I can barely remember the night, but I'm sure it was good.
but yeah, that's up there. So jump on our YouTube channel. That's just that we got the chocolates. Have a look at that as well. Also, by the way, at that panel, I was meant to say this. There were some cool people there. Like the guy that directed The Greatest Showman. Don't know his name. Do you know his name? Michael.
Nah, I don't know.
It's not Divinudo. Mm-hmm. Something else, but similar to that.
He also wasn't in the room with Lee when Lee was doing the
podcast. No, he wasn't how to start a podcast. Yeah, he was how to direct The Greatest Showman.
Yeah,
probably not that specific.
Yeah, that is really neat. Yeah.
Directing in general. He was cool. And then the guy that wrote Boys Swallows Universe.
What's Univoice?
It's a combination where they also do it with the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was also there. Trent Dalton, I do know his name. Yeah, and nice. I am making a promise to you that I haven't watched that show because it's like massive at the moment. Everyone's watching it.
Yeah.
But I started reading the book.
Yeah.
And I've got like 3 chapters in, maybe 2 years ago, and I'm refusing to watch the series until I finish the book. So it's a promise I'm actually going to read one. I'm doing basically 75 days hard with Migas.
Yeah,
read one book.
Charles has put in Greatest Showman director Michael Gracie.
Holy
shit. I didn't know that name.
Yeah, actually, his brother Amazing was quite a good guy.
He actually says his own name like just before dinner sometimes as well.
When he's done something wrong, Skin, it's actually disgracey. Do you want us to move on, Skin?
Please, yeah, please. Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to fucking contribute for once, that'd be good.
I'm quite all right.
All right, in which case, we will go to Joke of the Week. Now, the one that has been, there's plenty left on the chalk line. You can do that at wigglethechocolates.com.au. The www is optional. You can use it if you like. It'll take you there and it takes you to the chalk line. You can leave a voice recording. And I listened to a few this morning and usually like the ones that say, they're 1 minute in length. I'm like, that's too long for me. I've heard that numerous times about you. I looked at this one with negative connotations, but it's actually managed to get through because I quite enjoyed it.
Okay.
So here it is. It was from Bruce.
Really?
Hi, guys. My name is Bruce. I'm from the States. I wanted to share this politically incorrect joke with you guys. So this married couple, Jack and Jill, are having trouble with their relations, and because they're both a little bit hearing impaired and they have a difficult time communicating. So they go see a marriage counselor. They're sitting in front of the marriage counselor and she says to them, your problem is you need a nonverbal way of communicating your nightly desires. So she looks at them and says, can you come up with something? And Jill says, I can. She says, looks at her husband, Jack, and says, if you want the sex, so I want you to reach around and squeeze in my left breast one time. If you don't want sex, I want you to reach around and squeeze my left breast two times. The counselor says, well, that's a great idea. She says, Jack, can you come up with something? He thinks for a second and says, sure. He says, Jill, if you wanted the sex, I want you to reach around and pull my penis one time. If you don't want the sex, I want you to reach around and pull my penis 100 times. Okay, guys, that's all I got. Love your show.
I told you it's worth the journey. Cody, you got to give that something.
No,
that's good.
Well,
that's
a great joke. But anyway, yeah,
I'm not quite sure about the accent. So I assume that's why it was politically incorrect.
That's very embedded like that type of behavior. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So anyway, well done, Bruce. It was fantastic. Took us on a journey, but well and truly delivered.
Yeah, no, that is a cracker. We also have a written joke, which you can submit on the website just below the chalk line if that's your preference. But this one was actually sent in to us by our mum, Diddle. So,
was it not?
I thought so. You sent me a screenshot of a conversation between you and mum.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Probably was then. Okay. How do you handle a redhead's temper? Gingerly.
It's so funny because it's topical.
Yeah.
Because Ron Weasley's in here, is he?
So if you're unsure, Cody is quite. How would you describe your hair
it's
color?
It's getting darker and grayer, which is unfortunate.
Darker and grayer.
Yeah, aren't they like hair's getting hair's getting darker, beard going grayer.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good combo or not. Anyway, see how we go.
Keep us updated.
I will.
What would you
next
rather,
week?
Red hair or gray hair?
I mean, surely you're used to living with red hair.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
What would you rather, red hair or no hair? Because that's us, basically, in a nutshell, us two. I'm going to go red hair. I'd much prefer red hair.
Yeah, red.
Okay. If anyone can do anything about it.
Yep. hair swap. Imagine
getting a hair transplant if you choose red.
A red afro. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
I don't mind that.
Make a good video.
That was a good video. I went from bald to a redhead. Great title.
I like it.
Anyway, joke of the week, by the way, that was brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much for that. And we were watching last night a game of cricket. It was a T20 between Australia and the West Indies. Bizarre scenes, in fact. And I'll give you some context just before we get into it so that you can follow along if you didn't see the game. Just to bring it up to speed, West Indies were batting. They were 9 wickets down and pretty obvious that they were going to lose. Spencer Johnson bowls the ball, batter hits it, the batters start running between the wickets. Mitch Marsh fields it, throws it in, Spencer catches it, whips off the bails. No one really makes a big song and dance about it. The replays then come up on the screen showing that the batsman is out by about 30 centimetres or a foot. Short of his ground, or to explain that for our US audience, if you're a baseball fan, basically short of the plate, you might say.
Nice.
To explain that to our sailing fans, not making it to Hobart after starting in Sydney.
All right, can you explain it for our 10-pin bowling fans now? Go.
Come on, Skid. The ball didn't make the other end.
Nice,
the ball did not hit a pin.
Yeah, no.
Amigos, can you do one for archery?
Where the bow just stops midair.
You mean the arrow?
Bow. The bow stops midair.
Oh, the guy's name was Bow.
No! No.
See, Robin Hood threw his mate named Bow.
It was about 3 seconds where I stopped to think about what it was called, and I still got it wrong.
I'm so glad I got you to chime in there. That's brilliant that context. Anyone that was listening and unsure about what happened knows exactly what happened.
Or what not happened, but anyway. Yeah.
But I want to get your opinion.
I'm a bow and arrow. You think the sharp bit's the bow. They fired it from the arrow.
Yeah. I'll say four words an episode and that was it.
Yeah, I know. It's just bad luck.
That is bad luck. Similar to this for the Australian. So well done. Yeah. Great segue. Yeah, yeah, but essentially the summary of that was that it, when it showed up on the big screen that the batter was short of his ground and therefore should have been run out, everyone, like all the Australian players, just started running in like, oh, great, we got a wicket. Yeah, we've won the game. Outstanding.
It's like a like, what do they call it? Celebration appeal.
Celebratory appeal.
Yeah.
A celeb appeal.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah, yeah.
They got a celebrity to come in and appeal.
From the crowd.
No, but everyone just is like, yeah, that's game over. Outstanding.
Yeah.
And I think everyone watching expected that to be the case. Yeah, only for there to be like a 6-way discussion where the umpire said, it's not out, no one appealed, which is a rule that you, yeah, definitely is a rule, but you would not see that enforced very often. Oh, I wouldn't have thought.
No, it'd be enforced by an umpire that wanted to make that whole game about himself, I'm sure.
Because the amount of stupid, my point I think is the amount of stupid things that get sent upstairs to the third umpire for them to look at. It's like a batsman can be 14 metres past his ground, both feet grounded, probably doing a push-up in the crease. And they're like, oh, we better check that.
Yeah. But also, like, you know, like from cricketer's perspective, like if you get like caught at long on, for example, right, you don't appeal, you just go, Yeah, I mean, that's not an appeal.
Yeah, that's right. No one appeals.
No one appeals. No one goes to the umpire, how's that? Well, he's bowled, so he's probably out, I reckon.
But even like how is that thing? No one does that even. You just make a big noise. You're just like, and that's considered an appeal.
Mm.
So I just find the whole no one appealed to me is so weird. It's like, just check it.
Because it was the last wicket.
Yeah.
It was like no one was that excited because they knew they were going to get him out. So
no one was that excited because it was a midweek 2020 against the West Indies.
Well, that's probably true too.
That's a good point. Yeah. But I just feel like
a game, wasn't it? There's like 440 runs scored.
Yeah, Maxwell another 100 shot.
Yeah, shocked me.
Yeah. No, it was a great game actually, but very strange, bizarre scenes. I've never seen an umpire say no one appealed, and especially like in a TV. I could understand maybe if it was like not televised, there's no TV game. But when there are replays for everything, surely you just go, oh yeah, by the way. It's the same as like checking a no ball after every ball. I'm like, oh, just, by the way, that was a no ball 3 seconds later. Like the batters just don't ask if it was a no ball.
But from the batter's perspective as well, like it's not like if he got run out, he's not walking off the field going, oh, I can't believe they give me out there. No one appealed.
Yeah. Jeez, that was stiff.
How unlucky. I mean, I was out by 8 metres, but sure.
There was a great tweet that came out from it too. Basically, this is why you select Marnus in all formats.
He does appeal for everything.
He'd be screaming from the boundary.
Imagine if he got run out like that. He'd be still walking off, I reckon.
That's the other thing. Because I actually could probably disagree a little bit. I kind of rate it. If there was no appeal, I don't think you should be given out. But then Tim David said he appealed from deep point or whatever, which is a good enough. You just need one bloke to ask the question.
But what constitutes an appeal? What if Tim David just put his hands up like that? Mm. Does he have to like verbally say something? Shouldn't we be catering to all? Imagine if he's just like a shy guy and he doesn't like speaking. Yeah. So he put his arms up like this. Is that an appeal?
Yeah. What about if a bloke behind the umpire went like that? Same sort of thing. Umpire couldn't see him.
What if someone in the crowd asked the umpire, is that out? Does that count as an appeal? Because they're Australian supporters.
Mm. No. They're not in the game.
What if the wicketkeeper asked the umpire, excuse me, umpire, do you think that particular dismissal was out, run out? Is that an appeal?
That would be an appeal. That's definitely an appeal. I don't know about putting your arms up, but I do know that one is an appeal. Yes. Yeah.
What if you wrote a letter pre-game?
What if post the game, right?
No, well, and that's the other thing is, don't you get until the next ball to make your appeal?
Yeah. So they could have come in and gone,
how's that?
Well, for the appeal to be valid, it must be made before the bowler begins the next run-up. So if Spencer Johnson stands there, they could just go, well, I was out. Oh, no, you didn't appeal. So, okay, how's that?
Yeah. So I would argue that six people asking the umpire.
Everything about it was wrong.
Yeah, probably
an appeal.
Probably does count as an appeal in hindsight.
Also, can I just say, all the ex-players going like, it's a bad look for the game and stuff. I was like, give me a spell, boys.
Spare me.
If you're out there on the field, you would 100% be asking the umpire, hey, mate, he's out.
Check it out.
So, like, should he be out?
Should he, like, vacate?
So you're going to sit there and be like, hey, mate, he's out, but good decision, he's not out.
Great. Wait, good on you for upholding the spirit and laws of the game.
Anyway, what we actually wanted to talk about was, are there things in your life that you think you should just be a given, that you should not have to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
And Skin would not argue that that is one. Cody and I probably would say, like, if they're out, they're just out.
Yeah.
Things you shouldn't have to ask for, Skin. Could you think of any examples? I'm happy to get you started
started with like a sauce with your pie.
I disagree with that anyway.
I love how you asked me for one and then say, no, but I'll start. And then say the one I was going to say.
Oh, did you have that one?
Well, that's something very similar. I buy a large serving of hot chips and they give you one of those little squeezable sauces.
You think it should be assumed you need more?
Yeah, it should be assumed I need like at least two, if not three of the suckers.
I don't mind that.
I don't think sauce should go in a pie.
That's fine, but it should be at least like assumed that you want the offer of it.
And up to the customer to go, okay, no sauce.
Yeah. I think you're in the minority if you're going no sauce.
A pie's got gravy in it, which is a sauce, and a better version of a sauce. So why would you put a shit version of sauce on it?
I think most people would argue tomato sauce is not shit. Hence,
I reckon tomato sauce
sells billions of dollars a year.
Yeah. What about barbecue sauce?
I'd prefer barbecue, but gravy's better.
On a pie, though?
I'm not having any sauce on a pie.
But I feel like I don't know.
On a hot dog, though. I mean, full of meat, obviously. Barbecue and mustard.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've gone, something happened to me the other day. A takeaway coffee should always come with a lid. They shouldn't have to be asked, like, hey, do you want a lid on this?
I've never been asked.
No way.
Yeah. The genuine like cup. So do you need a lid? So I would have thought so. Yeah, fucking take away coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
I always get
I'd also like a cup if we get that much detail.
Can you pour this into a Glad bag for me, please?
I always get that with like the when you buy four drinks from like a sporting venue.
Yeah.
Would you like a cup tray?
No, I'm going to pour it on my fucking head.
I would.
I do have four hands. Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Obviously. And same thing with like, I had this experience yesterday. Cafes, again, bad for it. It's like we got the like Eggs Benedict and had to ask for cutlery.
Yeah.
Like, oh, would you like cutlery? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
I'll just eat it like this.
Did you have more?
That was my favorite one. I was happy with
I had two more.
I'm
playing a lot of golf at the moment. So like, I think it should be expected that if there's a slow group in front of you, you shouldn't have to ask them to go through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Theory on though.
Yeah.
If you're a group of one.
Yeah.
Someone told me once, I can't remember who it was. I'm pretty sure they were quite famous. Probably not actually.
If you were playing golf with them, how many famous people have you played golf with?
Great question. Manus. Okay. And it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But golf is a social game. So if you're playing by yourself, you should have more friends. Therefore, they don't.
Nah, fuck him. I'm playing golf by myself.
Yeah. You're wrong.
It is the
dream. That's not me. It's not my thing.
Well, you just said it.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, but I disagree with you. What do you mean you don't have to ask him if you can play through?
Like, no, they should say, hey, guys, come through. They should have the insight. Right. Like, okay. You shouldn't have
I
to,
thought
like,
you were suggesting you could just start hitting golf balls. I don't think that's acceptable.
Nah, I think it is if they're fucking slow. Get out of the way.
And also one at the moment is, I don't know if you've noticed this, but on Uber, great people, they've started getting you to select whether you would lock the aircon on in the Uber, which is lovely, except for it's Brisbane in the middle of summer.
It's 48 degrees. Yes. Nah, heater, thanks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We've had a great deal of fun before doing blind rankings with some random things. I think Go to You at one point did snacks, skin. What have you done before?
I have no idea.
Yeah, hard to say. That's what I was thinking.
Thanks, mate. No, what
that was great. Great introduction, Skin. Sorry to shock you there, mate.
Middle of an episode.
That was a tough one.
Anyway, we're doing blind rankings again today. They've again been individually catered for each other's, I would say, hobbies and interests.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
And Mikus, you've been good in this episode today, so we thought we'd start with you.
Yeah.
And you've got famous archers.
Is there someone called Bo? Matt, Mikus, we're going to do reality TV today.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, have I provided enough information on what a blind ranking is?
All right. So basically, I'm going to give you a list of five.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a list of five. You've got to rank them 1 to 5, but you don't know which the next one's going to be. All right. Pretty straightforward.
Not asking.
All righty. Mikus, the Real Housewives franchise.
3.
Someone write these down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
MasterChef.
5.
Oh. Stinker.
I just never watched it and I don't really like cooking.
That explains all the U foods in our
great people.
I mean, have you had a ready-made meal with that much flavor before?
I
haven't.
Mingus left his meal unattended today and I ate some.
Of course you did. You are one of the greatest fuckwits of all time. Honestly.
See, that's kind of a nice statement.
He would used to do that with our beers. We'd go to the bathroom or something, so half a beer would be going. I'd say, you're right, mate. So, yeah, just thirsty.
To be fair, you should probably take your beer.
I'm not sure. While I'm doing a Les Kiss.
If you leave it unattended. Unattended. You got to play better defense than that.
That is your fault.
Also, I'm not sure how to interpret that. You are one of the greatest fuckwits. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
3, 5. Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, it's number 1.
I think so.
Obviously.
I think it's no drama.
I wish I had some idea what the heck it was, but sure.
Honestly, these people just don't fucking anything.
I've only ever used it to pump up AFL balls.
All right. Love Island.
What?
You've only got 2 and 4.
I'm going to say 4.
Okay.
I am going to say 4 because I know what you're going to say next.
Okay. Well, actually, let's do this. What am I going to say next?
Number 2 is going to be Selling Sunset.
Number 2, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Also equally as good. Should have been number 1.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Final list, Vanderpump 1. Number 2, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. Number 3, Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Love Island. Number 5, MasterChef.
Okay. Genuinely exactly what I would have done. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. That's not bad. No 100%. Changes.
No.
Wow. That's a boring segment then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Excellent.
But good try. Nice. Well done.
Thanks.
I'm going to Skin.
Yep. Edit that last little pause out, mate.
Now, Skin, you obviously, given that you have a Bachelor of Chemistry, Physics. I get this wrong every time.
Bachelor of Science. Biology. Majoring in Physics.
A Bachelor of Science, majoring in Physics, as I said.
Bachelor, also a great reality TV.
That would have been 3.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Well, I'm going to get you to blind rank scientists.
Okay.
Are you ready? I don't have a clue what any of these people did. That's the problem.
It's also, we don't know if it's good or bad.
It's not going to stop us doing making fun of their names.
It's also been 6 or 7 years since I studied science. I probably have no idea.
It's like running a bike, as they say.
Yeah. No, it is not. Not at all.
You would have been a great segue then if you got the inventor of the bike.
Oh, who did invent the bike?
Don't
Charlie?
Know. Oh, it was Stephen Bicycle, obviously.
I'd be surprised if it is Stephen Bicycle. Although I have once convinced Skid that the inventor of the donut was Douglas Henry Nutt. Anyway, you're a scientist.
Okay, Skid. Yeah, I'm sure.
I have Charles Darwin. Obviously lived in the Northern Territory. Did he?
No. I think he visited and did some study there, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it is now.
Oh, yeah, there's a Charles Darwin University.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's an evolution type of guy, isn't he?
Probably the father of a theory of evolution, I guess. Yeah.
Nice.
Or the uncle.
He did some good work, obviously, but probably more in biology than physics, so I might place him 4th, I reckon.
Ooh. Okay, nice. I then have for you Isaac Newton, obviously responsible for Newton's 7 laws.
Mm-hmm.
Just the 3 of them?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's got a sore head from that apple falling on top of it as well.
Yeah, I reckon he probably recovered from that reasonably well. I might actually go number 1. I
really like him. Yeah. Okay. Isaac Newton, that's nice. Pythagoras.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Used him a lot in maths. He's a big triangle guy, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I don't know anything he did other than the right angle triangle rule.
How do you get that niche that you're sitting there as a scientist and go, you know what we need?
Imagine the head noise that went that night for him. Holy shit.
He would just be the type of guy that's looking at a room and just joining triangles.
He's looking at that little gap in the wall up there. So, ooh, what can I fit in there?
I don't reckon that's how he came up with it, to be honest.
I think he did. He needed that angle of that roof up there.
I'm putting him 5th.
Okay. Albert Einstein.
Nice.
2.
Nice.
Pretty, yeah.
Nikola Tesla.
Well, I've only got third left, don't
you?
I?
Do, so, yeah.
Yeah. That's that.
So that gives you what? Who? Tesla didn't invent the Tesla, did he? But he's like, no. A unit of measurement was named after him.
Yep.
A Tesla.
Yes.
Something electrical. AC current.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I think the car company is
more. And also named the band as well.
His work.
AC/DC.
Nice.
Alternating current and direct current. As people that's often
what,
call them.
Yeah. That's what that's how that works. No, I'm pretty happy with that.
All right, Skin, your list is Isaac Newton 1, Albert Einstein 2, Nikola Tesla 3, Charles Darwin 4, Pythagoras, the triangle guy 5.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jeez, everyone's going real well here.
This is good.
All right.
Got celebrities for Godel.
Just celebrities in general that I like, or that is it?
That you'd get honestly, a photo with.
Or is it with yeah. That I'd get a photo with?
No. It's just celebrities just, in general. Just go, I have a feeling you won't like all of them.
Okay.
But I think you might. So okay, it's great. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Number one, Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, one.
That's an that early so use of bold. One. I like
yeah.
it.
So yeah, okay. Bold.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't think that was going to happen. Yeah. Nah, second.
What, you only wrote down one name?
You wrote it down 5 times.
Adam Sandler.
Nice.
See, now you feel silly, don't you?
No, I don't.
Really?
If it's not one, I'm tossing up three or four.
Oh, wow.
Three.
Okay. Chrishell Stairs.
Ooh.
From Selling Sunset.
Obviously.
Chrishell. It's a combo name.
Well, I'm going to put Chrishell Michelle Pfeiffer, please.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, two.
Great. Okay. Goaty, I like how swift you are today.
Yeah.
I've always said that about you.
Mm. I've heard that.
And so what's so...
Four?
Is less? Mm. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, four and five could be into... No, I wish I had Chrishell at four and...
Above?
KK. Yeah, I'm not a KK person.
Glad you stopped at two.
Yeah. Yeah. No, certainly it's a full stop at the end of the second one. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yep.
Move us on there, Skin.
I've never heard anyone refer to her as KK.
I don't think they should.
No, I just want to stop the two.
No, I'm bad. Yeah. All
right.
Don't most of their names start with K? It doesn't specify.
That says enough.
Which KK are we talking about?
Kim, Crystal, Chloe.
Now, Letha, we had in the doco that we were going to do Taylor Swift songs, so I've obviously changed that completely.
Oh, that's good.
We know how much you love a pet name. All right, so Letha's pet name.
That's awesome.
For the girl he's getting to know. Alrighty. Number one.
Yeah.
Baby.
God, but no, other ones
but not said like that. No,
yeah.
What is it said like?
You got to, you probably, you no, say
you,
it.
You, so you do it. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
On,
no,
yeah. Say, don't say bo.
How do I say bo?
No, I don't want to do it.
Like, hello, baby. Yeah. Like that one.
Yeah. Or even,
baby. If you're angry.
Yeah. Baby. Oh, that one. Yeah, three, I reckon.
Okay. Schnookums.
Oh, no. Five, stinker.
Oh, yeah. Tell me you don't use that.
I've never
please.
Called her okay. that, though.
Has she called you
biggest
that?
Biggest scores is cat, that.
That's true.
Has she called me that? I don't think so.
All right.
She started calling me Muffin, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. You haven't been going to the gym, though. All right. Petal.
Oh, that's gross.
Four, these are dust.
What is that?
Well, a pedal's shut up. Yeah, you see in your car, you've got one accelerator.
Use that as a pet name. Is that a thing?
Have you heard anyone use it as a pedal name?
Yeah. Have you ever been please to stop. A garden?
No, I've never been to a garden.
Have you ever heard the expression pedal to the metal?
Have you ever heard the expression, geez, my legs are tired, I've got to get this hill, I better keep pedaling.
Tuned out after the second sentence. What's my order? What am I?
I don't know. No one gives a fuck.
I think you've done three, four, and five.
No,
I've only got one and two.
Three, four, and five. Oh, one and two. This is good then.
Okay.
Number four, Munchkin.
That's one.
Oh, that harms.
What's my number two?
My Little Pumpkin.
Oh, I don't love it, but I'd probably switch baby and
my little pumpkin.
Yeah, Snookums could stay
you're
last.
You're probably banking on Source Footage, man.
I thought Source Footage might be in. Yeah.
30 minutes ago, I took Source Footage out and put my little pumpkin in there.
I'm going to embrace it. I'll start saying it.
No, it's beautiful.
It flows off the tongue nicely.
Crikey.
Okay. Now, every now and then, we like to present a friend of the show card. We should probably do it more often. Well, I think we're up to number 30. We presented 30. Started in 2019. So roughly how many is that a year, Skin? Use Pythagoras.
Quick, squared, plus B squared, equals C squared.
Seven or so. Nice. But we do have another applicant. His name is Paul, and we're going to ring him right now.
Hello.
Paul, it's Lee Drennan here from the We Got The Chocolates podcast. How are you, mate?
Oh, Lee from the We Got The Chocolates podcast. How are you, mate?
Seamless.
Strange call again, isn't it?
No, it's good.
Mate, we understand. Well, I'm looking at your application. So you have applied to be a friend of the show. And so we just wanted to, I guess, get you on the phone and run through your application to make sure that you are worthy of being friend of the show number 31, we believe, is on the line here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. All right. Now, shoot.
But Paul, just before that, actually, we do have a joke from you that we need to just that we need to just tell Mikus. And it's from you,
I think,
Paul.
So.
And Skin and I will see if we can produce it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Skin, ready?
Yep.
What do we want?
Mikus' cat, Oatly.
When do we want it?
Meow.
The most amount of words that's ever been fit into one sentence.
Oh, that felt so uncomfortable.
Paul, you promised.
Oh, that's the best.
Paul has stitched us up there.
Skin, that was amazing.
I tried.
I thought you did a really good job.
Okay, he did that for me.
Yep. Paul wrote that in for you, which was fantastic. Now, a bit of background about Paul. He was actually at our 200th episode celebration.
Oh, when that close cricket game was on.
Great event, really. That was great.
In his application, he actually did say, my favourite sport. Favorite sporting moment, which is a question, was indeed the New Year's Big Bash game.
Yeah. The six is a real cracker. It's down in history.
It was that close. It was actually nearly a tie.
Yeah, there's like.
Real now, butter.
Yeah. There's like Brian Lara's 400, Usain Bolt running 9.8 seconds, and then that game.
9.58, Mitchell, please. Okay, come on, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But then. Paul, you did actually say you are a big Brisbane Heat man. You quite like the Heat, don't you? So you did say that your real answer was actually the Paul Walter Michael Nessa catch from the final.
Mate, you can't look past it. You wouldn't believe it. I actually ran into Paul Walter today.
Really?
Where?
Being serious?
Yeah. I'm down at Victoria at the moment. He was at Cricket Vic.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
No joke. Yeah.
No, I mean, that would have been a weird joke.
Yeah. Strange thing to make up that, Paul.
Ah, sick. And Paul, your entry to get into that 200th episode celebration was probably one of the more entertaining ones. I think surely we ended up playing a decent chunk of it on the podcast.
Yeah, on that bonus episode.
So people
should have already heard a little bit about it, but you've essentially sent in like a 5-minute podcast, basically, complete with all our jingles and our old intro and all that. How did you do that?
Oh, mate, it was a real head scratch, I tell you what. I really didn't want to go back through the catalogue, but I had to, unfortunately. Just a bit of, editing genius. I'm sure you're aware of that, Lethal.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Paul, honestly.
All those bloody J&L cuts, Cody's all over them.
No, it was unreal, that's for sure. And Paul, I mean, pretty much from that point when we saw that entry, we were like, well, should probably be a friend of the show, really. So things were looking quite good. But I must say the application actually have thrown up a couple of intriguing things. One that Goaty will definitely like, your must. So one topic that's a must, fast shipping. Mm. Which is something we pride ourselves on.
Yeah, now you guys are just flying.
I'm sure, yeah. I thought that'll tickle you a bit there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually don't do air freight, Genghis. So we're not flying.
Mitchell?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep, nice.
But your dust topic, I think, is more controversial, particularly given the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Dust topic, chocolate.
Yeah, it's unlucky. What?
Doesn't like chocolate.
Yeah, just not the biggest fan. Okay, no, a caveat. Like chocolate by itself, milk chocolate bar, go for it. Okay, chocolate mixed with anything, no good.
Mixed with anything.
Give us one example.
Like chocolate milkshake, chocolate cake.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Chocolate mint.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Mint slice.
No. Oh, no go.
Say like a crunchy.
Oh, you go for a crunchy, yeah. There's some, exceptions, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
Every chocolate bar isn't an exception. Yeah.
this one I was actually more intrigued to get to though, Paul, to be honest. Your random skill. You once memorized 100 digits of pi.
Nice.
Yeah, correct.
Have you still got that in the locker, do you reckon?
Oh, I could see.
You don't have to do 100, but maybe give us a few. Yeah,
give us a crack.
Yeah.
I'll give you 101. Here we go. 3.1415923583463634339371592804459430781640628628999. That's about 80. I can keep going if you want.
8628034825. Mate, we can all do it.
Thanks, bud.
Make sure the camera is not on Mikus.
The funniest thing about that is that there's no possible way we can check that.
You can listen to it back.
If we wanted to, but in the moment.
It was right.
Really?
Yeah, I actually did the correct ones after that too.
Okay, thanks.
Did you, what were they?
The difference was he was looking at the internet.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't actually know them. But
Paul, why, can I ask? I went to the effort of learning about 20 and gave up after that, but why did you do that?
Yeah.
People have asked me that before. I have no idea why I bothered learning 20 yet.
There was a competition at school, went to Ormiston, obviously, and they did obviously. A memorized.
You keep saying obviously when things are not that obvious.
Yeah, no, so I...
So I ate Weebix this morning, right? Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Sorry, mate. Keep going with your answer about pie.
Anyway, I won a box of chocolates at that competition, which is unfortunate. But can't win.
And unfortunately, no crunchies in there.
It's incredibly unlucky.
No, correct, yeah.
Jeez. Well, Paul, I think the effort that you have gone to genuinely for mainly the 5-minute mini podcast, but then also memorizing 100 numbers of pi just to get a friend of the show card. Mm-hmm. As you said, you specifically did that before lodging your application.
Yeah, I did.
That definitely means that you are most certainly worthy of receiving friend of the show number 31, which does mean I've got in front of me here a Chocks bottle opener, a Chocks pog, which I think you already have one of from maybe three. Well, you know what they say, you can never have enough pogs. So I often hear that.
And luckily, we got 10,000 of them. We have them out one at a time. That's good.
But the other thing that you get, Paul, which this is a new thing, is a LSKD voucher.
Nice.
Yes.
A very little good.
$100 voucher for you. Just for being a friend of the show.
Holy Louise.
I know.
Spraying that surprise on everyone, mate. Well done. Very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're good people.
They are wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, seriously.
Yeah. The shipping. Fast shipping, and I like that you put that in there just to get on the front foot. Can be notoriously slow. Yeah.
They're heavy items.
Well, they're big packages.
Yeah. I understand it, mate. Yeah.
You fit 40 of them in one envelope, but anyway, they're pretty big.
So unfortunately, there are some delays. Expect that.
Just with the weight of it.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's got
on.
Two meetings, Eskin.
I get it.
Paul, we do look forward to you getting your hands on that. The LSKD voucher is actually an email, so you will get that slightly quicker than the physical items.
Don't make promises you can't
put
keep.
Any money on that.
Yeah, actually, can you send us an email remind us?
Yeah, copy that.
Paul, thanks so much for making yourself available during a work day, mate. I mean, it's a great use of your time, but wonderfully done. Congratulations on being friend of the show, number 31. We look forward to speaking to you again once you get your bottle opener.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. And I'll just add one more thing in. I'm actually calling from Skin You'll Like This, Albert Park in Victoria. Some people call it Prince Albert Park. So.
Oh, my. Just keeps popping up for your skin. Oh, poor choice of words.
And the topic.
Thank you, Paul.
Lovely sport.
All right. Cheers, boys. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Love you. We are finishing with one of our favorite games. It's Human Shazam.
Pump up Shazam, pump it up. Yeah, you'll need some prompting.
Yeah.
While your ears are thumping,
yeah,
you can do some crumping.
Is the harmony good?
Great jingle.
That's a good jingle. Nice. Is the harmony good is one of the great questions. Yeah, true.
Wait, what?
You said harmonizing when like two people sing.
Yeah,
together.
That's what we did.
Yeah, you said when he was not singing.
In the first one, we harmonized.
Okay. Harmonizing is generally like someone sings a different tone, don't they? Like nice and high while you're...
Well, we're not quite there yet, but we still sung at the same time.
Yeah, that's our version of harmonizing.
Yeah. He sung, then play stopped, and you said yeah.
Yeah.
No, the first the first set of lyrics, we both said it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we need to hear John Butler Trio do a cover of that. Yeah.
That's true.
That would be fantastic. All right. Now, I will play. This is how the rule works. The rule? The game?
The game.
These are the games to the rules. I will play a terrible version of a song that is a MIDI file, and that's to avoid the good people at copyright centers.
Surely we're past getting copyrighted now.
No, I think it just gets worse as you get.
Yeah, we're actually more in danger.
I think copyright applies to pretty much everyone. Yeah. People own the rights to things.
Yeah, you might be right.
And that's why this podcast is so educational. Baxter again would have known about copyright. Now he's going to go back and do everything in APA or Harvard referencing.
Nice.
Are they real things?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm pretty really sure real. I had to do that at uni.
100%.
I'm not sure which one.
Harvard.
Skin? Scientists do that?
Yeah. No, referencing's great.
Did you do Yale?
Is that the same as copyright license? Like,
I don't know, mate.
I feel like it's a slightly different topic. Yeah. But yeah,
they're all legal terms. Okay. Yeah. But actually, I had a mate that was a criminal. He ended up in Yale as well. He wasn't my mate. See, after the crime. Anyway, yes. Images M. I'll play a terrible version of a song. It's a MIDI file. The first player to buzz in with the correct guess of the name of the song will get 1 point. And there is a bonus point up for grabs if you can correctly name the artist.
Ooh.
Human Shazam is actually this week sponsored by our friends at Aussie Broadband, a sponsor for the game segment, long overdue. Let's hope that Skin, Mikus, and Goaty can be as fast and reliable as Aussie Broadband when they are trying to answer here.
That is just
nice. Seamless.
That is. If there's one thing you're going to take out of this podcast, that is one of the most seamless transitions I think I've ever heard. That's fucking unbelievable. Mm. Well done.
And mate, I'm glad we're now laboring on it to make it even more seamless. Yeah.
No one would have noticed.
No one will know. Listen,
that is just do a quick 10-second mention and we've talked about it for 3.5 minutes.
No, they get their money's worth now, mate. That's for sure.
Fantastic.
Well done. Holy shit, that's good.
Now the theme. While you guys are trying to be speedy, the theme is Super Bowl Monday that we're recording this on, which I hope you're happy with. We watched the halftime show. It was by Usher. He did sing Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were also on Rollerblades, which I couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. All of them. There was a lot of backup dancers. At one point we said maybe not enough. The entire field was filled with them.
Yeah. There's a lot of trombones and horns and stuff there too as well, wasn't there?
Yes. We are still talking about the halftime performance, of course. Now, so the theme is basically just they need to have played at a Super Bowl halftime show, I believe. Is that correct, Charlie? Nice. All right. So here you go. First song.
Godel, it's Beyonce's Halo.
Well done, Godel. Correct answers. Come on. Where am I?
We're buzzing in too, aren't we?
You are buzzing in, which you did very well. That's a 2-point play,
Michelle Tufa.
That was from the, two from the free throw line there, which are both worth 1 point. That's why you shot two.
Yeah, obviously.
Nice. Good. All right, second song. You guys playing?
Trying to.
Just buzzers.
There you go.
Albert.
Oh, nice.
It's Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
My name is?
Yes.
Well done, Skin. That's a little double for you as well.
My name is...
Two
Skin.
Correct answers. Do you ever sing a parody of that?
Skin Shady.
What a great lyric substitute, Skin. That would be. Yeah. All right. This one. I almost told you who it was by then. That's kind of the point of now.
If you could, that'd be good.
Here we go.
Godel.
Me. Michael.
Is there something wrong?
No. I was trying to get in after you. But now I've already forgot the song. No, stop. Stop.
I've paused the
it's
song.
It's Lady Gaga.
It is indeed. That's why I can give you one correct answer. Oh, good. I'm going to have to time you out here.
Yeah.
Three.
Fuck.
Two. One. And that'll have to. 1 point goes to you. Is there anyone that can jump in with the title of the song?
Not Skin.
No, I don't know.
What was the name of the song? I believe it was. Is it not Poker Face?
Nah.
It's not Poker Face. It's
not bad.
Just dance.
That's
what I was going to say. I actually was going to say that.
But you said me instead.
So
I said that before.
So Goaty got 1 point. Does that make it 3-2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3-2. What a game. What a game.
It's a soccer school.
Very close.
Now, this one is by. You tell me. Should get it now. I just got it. Michael. Oh, yes, yes. Michael.
Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Well done. Nice. Yes, nice. And with 2.8.
That's infuriating.
I didn't get that at all from that first bit.
No, the first bit was weird. Mm. That makes it, by the way, 3-2-2. So this as meant to, is listed as the fifth and last round.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Michael.
Really?
No.
I did not have it. Yeah.
It's actually not who I thought. So just continue.
I'll be honest. I know the artist. I don't know the name of the song. Which
we didn't really get a chance to hear it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, now I got it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Godel. It's Shania Twain.
Yeah. Shania Twain.
Not Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
No.
That Don't Impress Me Much.
I'm happy with that. Yes. Yeah. Is that the exact title or is it just Don't Impress Me Much?
I'm happy with that.
No, that Don't Impress Me Much. Goaty, that's another clinic. It is a game that you've often dominated. You do indeed get the applause this week. Very well done, I believe.
Shania Twain, Super Bowl halftime. Wow. Mm. Okay.
Crazy that a celebrity would appear at
crazy that a musician would play.
Yeah. No, it's just not what I
What year was it? Can anyone find that out?
97, are we going to say?
You only just found out that she did one. How would you know the year?
I reckon that's when a big album came out, like 97. Yeah. I mean, Twain's been to know
did
that,
she
I
do
guess.
One? Yeah. Oh, I remember 97, yeah. What the
fuck? Skin, you know what they say, when it twains, it pulls. You actually can't teach that, though. No. And we've been trying to teach you for so long. Yeah. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, if you could give up, it'd be great.
Nah. All right, we're on to you're in for a X tweet. Good. Nice. Excellent. The Australian Test squad has just been announced to go to New Zealand for a two-test series. The Age Sport has tweeted or X'd. Queensland seamer Michael Nessa has beaten off Australia's next generation of quicks for the Test Tour of New Zealand.
No.
Jeff Lehman Sport. Unorthodox means of getting picked, but I guess whatever it takes at this point.
Well, how can you possibly tweet that?
As and like, not expect,
as like a reputable newspaper and go, if there is, I just don't understand how that slips through the, I was going to say crack.
No.
I don't want to know that.
No. Nope.
Oh, goodness. Well,
we couldn't be journalists, I reckon. We'd have too much fun with it.
We would. The headlines would be very.
Yes. Robust.
Robust is a good word. Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah. Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates podcast episode complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get in touch with us on, firstly, I think our social channels. It's at We Got The Chocolates. Wherever you are on social media, we should be there. In the social bios too, you will actually find a couple of discount codes to LSKD, which we gave away a voucher for tonight, and also Better Beer merch. Skin has a new hat on there.
They are good hats.
Yeah, awesome. They are good hats. They're looking after any Chockie listeners as well, so you can find details there in our bio.
Mm-hmm. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave something on the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future ep, or just write in below that as well if you'd prefer.
Beautiful. Keep the ratings and reviews coming as well. And YouTube's flying at the moment. We're getting videos coming out left, right, and center. I mean, I know I've been staying up all night editing them, all that type of stuff as well, making sure they get out on time. So get across and have a look.
How many people do you think believe that?
Seven.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Now, if you're out there and having a laugh with your mates throughout the weeks, but particularly this week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. I guess weeks in general.
Sure.
You could listen to it any time.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Do you have anything about Paul actually? Paul said that his favorite movie was How to Train Your Dragon, which reminds me heaps because Goaty's favorite movie is How to Train Your Dragon. These nuts on your face.
You're a pig.
It's actually funny as well, Skin, because you know how you like Pythagoras, like what's 26 times 2?
52.
50's two nuts in your mouth.
Fuck's that got to do with Pythagoras?
It's all about skin.
It's all about. Just go crane.
Love you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.